from KQED.
Good morning.
Oh, it's good afternoon now.
Good afternoon.
Last month, Anthea Hansen walked up to the podium at a crowded public meeting, knowing she had a very tough case to make.
I'm the general manager of the Del Puerto Water District. We serve over 200 small family farmers and landowners.
Hansen's water district is on the west side of the Central Valley, an hour south of Stockton. But here she was, 50 miles away in Merced, telling the County Board of Supervisors why she needs to buy groundwater to save her district's crops and orchards.
We're in crisis mode. I have trees I need to keep alive. We don't need large quantities of water to do that. If that doesn't happen, the trees are gone.
Del Puerto's normal water supply had dried up. Federal reservoirs are so low, Hansen's district won't be getting a single drop this year. So she worked out a deal with two ranchers miles away in Merced County. They would pump up to 7 billion gallons of their groundwater, put it into canals, and sell it to Hansen's farmers.
This is common practice.
Steve Sloan is one of the ranchers who stands to make millions from the deal because under California's water rights, he owns the groundwater.
Water exchanges, water transfers have been done for over 30 years. This is how we survive collectively as an ag industry in California.
Some of Sloan's neighbors don't see it that way.
I'm within about a 5-mile radius of where they're going to be doing the pumping. So obviously I'm concerned.
Mike Gallo runs a farming operation near Sloan's. He says groundwater is already being overpumped this year.
What's going to happen when you take this much water out of an aquifer? We're on the same aquifer. I don't know what it's going to do. Nobody knows what it's going to do.
The Federal Bureau of Reclamation is in charge of approving the sale. So under current law, there's little that Merced County can do. But elsewhere, battle lines are being drawn over groundwater mining.
The water transfer market is the only way we're surviving right now.
Lon Martin is the assistant general manager at the San Luis Water District, another Central Valley district that's had its normal water supplies cut. We're standing near hundreds of uprooted almond trees near Los Banos, an orchard that's been ripped out because of the drought.
We hope that we don't see any more of this, but depending on ability of the water district to bring in water supplies, if we're not successful with that, we may see more orchards taken offline.
Martin says it's been tough to find water in a year like this. One major sale is in the works. 9 water districts north of Sacramento are planning to sell 26 billion gallons of water. That's as much water as San Francisco uses in a year. Farmers would fallow land or use groundwater instead, leaving water in the rivers for buyers down south, including districts around here. The price? $72 million, something few involved were eager to talk about. And that concerns Barbara Vlamas.
I can't tell you how many people in this region that I've talked to who ask me, how come I haven't heard of this?
Vlamas is the director of Aqualliance, a nonprofit focused on the Sacramento watershed. Her group is suing to stop the water transfer over groundwater concerns.
You're putting an added stress on the groundwater basin. In the last year alone, there have been wells in Glenn County that have dropped 32 feet, 19 feet in Butte County.
Vlama says the problem is that groundwater isn't really regulated in California. Farmers can pump as much as they want. So, she says, state and federal agencies don't have a grip on the impact transfers can have.
It's shoddy. The agencies that are so casual about moving water out of here need to truly analyze what they're doing to this region.
This recent example is being highlighted in the news because it seems so egregious. But you might want to pause and think about that for a second.
Jeff Mount is a geologist and senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California.
One of the ways to deal with some of the shortages is to let water start moving, let the markets start moving water, and that actually increases your economic efficiency.
But, Mount says, there's a caveat.
You also have to do it in ways that don't harm other parties. And if you start drying up your neighbor's wells to sell water to somebody else, then you are causing harm. And that's where the state has to step in and regulate these markets.
Some counties have taken matters into their own hands and effectively banned the sale of groundwater outside county lines. Back in Merced County, where controversy over the groundwater sale continues, county supervisors there have said they're looking into that policy. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.